So you're cycling through America, but then it all comes to a very sudden end. What do you remember about the accident?
I was just standing by the roadside looking at a map after stopping cycling for a second, and next thing I knew, I woke up here in the ICU unit in Tallahassee.
What was going through your head when you woke up? I imagine it must have been quite a scary situation.
It was quite scary. I really had no idea what had happened to me until somebody explained that I'd been hit by a car. Then I started to remember, you know, why I was in America and what I'd been doing.
In terms of your injuries, how bad are they?
Both my ankles were completely broken and very, you know, sort of badly banged up. But the worst thing was actually my punctured lung, because that meant moving and breathing was very painful.
So what sort of medical care are you receiving?
I've had two operations on my ankles already, and I've got to get a third one on my right ankle because I've damaged some muscle tissue there or something, and they need to go back and then do some more work on that. It's also got an infection, so I'm just waiting to get more work done on that one.
After all that's happened, I suppose you must be looking forward to getting back and seeing the family then.
I am. My partner Sarah has flown over here, so it's nice, it's great that she's here. But I won't be able to see my three daughters for at least 4 weeks. It takes that long before you can fly home with a punctured lung, so I'll just be glad to go home before Christmas.